You are listening to Golden Rule Radio, your weekly discussion of the precious metals markets and the markets closely associated with the metals. I'm Rob, alongside of Miles and Tori, and together we have over 75 long years of experience advising on and brokering the precious metals. So each week, the three of us will provide a technical analysis of the metals charts and cover the underlying fundamentals and news that help move and predict the markets. If you would like to see our charts, please go to our website, McIlvaney.com/news. Click on Golden Rule Radio, and you can see everything that we're presenting. So Miles, without further delay, would you please start with the charts?
Apparently, we're starting with Rob's personal pet name for me. So, although I can't remember if Rob made it up or Tori made it up.
I think Tori made it up.
I'm not entirely sure. You guys have twisted my name in circles since I came to work here.
I don't think it's been 75 long years or slow years. It's been fast as lightning.
I was going to say, and you know, it's looking back on it, it's a blur, baby.
Well, you alone are the majority of those. Miles and I, or Miles and I, are just on your coattails. And so it's fast for us, slow for you.
Yeah, I think one Tory plus 1 Miles equals 1 Rob.
That's
if
right.
I'm not mistaken. So, all right, let me get over to the charts. I've still got what does a cell phone SIM card cost pulled up on my Google page. So I got to swap back over to the correct page here to look at some charts so we can jump on. How about we start with gold, guys? You know, really mix it up this week and start this week out with gold.
Yeah, boring. Another, fifth straight weekly gain we're looking at here. So.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah. You know, at the moment, and again, for anybody listening, we record on Wednesday afternoons. So when we're talking about week, we're talking about our recording week because everything revolves around us. So we're talking about from Thursday up until when we record here on Wednesday afternoon. So since last Thursday, which was following the FOMC meeting and a marginal drop in the interest rates, not surprising, we are looking at gold up about 2%, currently sitting at $3,728. But that's actually coming off the high from Monday. Monday's high, we did hit as high in the spot price as $3,790. And if you look over at the futures market, we did break $3,800. I think it got up to around $3,825 at one point on Monday. So still seeing a pretty significant run-up in gold. We'll dive into that chart a little bit more, see if there's anything else to talk about there here in a moment. But before we do so, let's keep going with what we've seen on the week. Moving over to silver. Silver not doing too bad this week, guys. Up about 6% from our recording last week.
I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take 6%. I think at one point it was more like 8. So everything's down a little bit from Monday. But yeah, silver having a scorcher of a week. It's almost like it can't get better when you move over to platinum, which is up 8%. So silver up 6, platinum up 8%. Platinum sitting at $1,479. And platinum did break $1,500 at one point this past week. So congrats to platinum for cracking another double zero on its way up to who knows what, but glad to see platinum finally playing that catch up we'd all been hoping for the last, 10 years?
A while.
Yeah. And that $1,500 mark has been something you've had your eye on for a while, Miles. You've been calling for that to be maybe a short-term cycle high, not to put words in your mouth. Maybe I'm not remembering accurately, but it's fun to see it hit a certain figure and come down from where you said it would.
No worries. As long as it sounds smart, I'll take credit for it. So appreciate that.
This program will be on YouTube each week as well, so you can see the visual charts and images. And the best place to go actually for that is our website, which is McIlvaney.com/news.
Platinum sister metal, palladium, not too shabby itself, up about 4.5%, still lagging behind platinum, currently sitting at 1,220. 1,220 there on palladium. So we'll see if platinum can spread that gap out a little bit, but for the time being, they seem to be tracking pretty close to each other with platinum. Not a commanding lead, but holding that lead here for the last couple of months. Moving over to the paper market, the S&P is pretty much even since last Thursday, although we did have kind of a gap open Wednesday, Thursday with the Fed announcement on the interest rate drop. So we are still looking at a rising trend line in the stock market as well as the precious metals, with the S&P hitting about 6,700, just shy of by a few pennies, but got real close to 6,700 on Monday, currently sitting at about 6,640. And finally, the U.S. dollar, with everything else up, the U.S. dollar is obviously what, Tory?
Down. Nope.
Nope. It's also up.
And up pretty strongly. Like it's
yeah, not a bad bounce.
It's still down almost 11% from its high earlier in the year, but it's trending higher.
Well, but that's why Miles jokes, because it's almost an inverse, a beautiful inverse correlation to the dollar chart. They make a big X most of the time.
Right, gold versus dollar.
Gold versus dollar.
Yeah, we see those nice inverse on a longer timeline, which would be expected with gold being the hedge against the dollar. But this particular week, after the decline we saw, again, Fed announcement week, pretty big sharp spike down in the dollar and then a bounce back up. So not surprised to see it trailing back up a little bit, but I don't see any reason it's setting a new upwards trend. Obviously, the dollar is very likely going to remain in a downwards trend. So it's up a little more than 0.5% week to week, did a little bit better than that, but currently setting up about 0.6%, right at 97.87.
Well, and with that, people ask me, how high is gold going to go in this cycle, in this run, and even outside of this run? Ultimately, where does gold go? And it's like, well, is it important to predict the price, first of all? But secondly, the question to ask in response to that is how low is the dollar
going to go?
Exactly. That's all it's doing, is reacting to that dollar weakness over time.
Yeah.
And the U.S. dollar index is one way to measure it, but it doesn't really measure purchasing power. That's where the inflation numbers come in. And so you have to look at both of those. But it's the de-dollarization, it's the destruction of the dollar. And it's not just the dollar, it's every fiat currency that are no longer backed by anything.
Right.
The more you print, the weaker the purchasing power of that currency gets. And that's why gold's at an all-time high in basically every major currency in the world.
So if you look at the dollar index, it's just compared to the other currencies around the world, not compared to what it costs to live.
That's right. And it's only some of the currencies. It's a basket of currencies. You know, there's six other currencies that it's measured against. The pound and the yen and the Swiss franc and the Swedish krona. Yeah, I mean, the euro. So those are the things to really be looking at, is like, okay, monetary policy in Europe can move the U.S. dollar index up or down. Likewise, monetary policy in the U.S. can move the dollar index up or down. But again, that's only a small representation of the global currencies. They're all failing. They're all losing purchasing power. Life is getting more expensive everywhere. And so there is no top in sight with gold. That's why, Rob, you've seen $35 gold, and now we're looking at $3,735 gold. And who cares where it ends up going, as long as it keeps doing its job.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to do. It's the foundation of your investment. It's the base of everything you have. That's why we recommend you keep a third of your money in gold with some silver, a third for growth and income, and a third liquid. That way you won't get knocked off your feet come what may.
That's a great portfolio diversification. And unfortunately, we're in a paradigm where the advice has always seemed to be diversification comes in the form of a variety of stocks, right?
Or
so
bonds.
90% of your assets in stocks, because it's managed.
Right. That's diversity.
Or bonds.
60-40, 40% in bonds, 60% in the equities market. I mean, that's how they see the world. I had a client call me yesterday, and Joe's trying to figure out, how am I going to retire? And I added up everything that they had. I'm like, all right, well, you guys have 466 ounces of gold. Let's say you need $7,000 a month to live on. That's like an 18-year gold annuity. We'll just sell 2 ounces of gold every month for 18 years. And if the price of a cup of coffee goes to $20 a cup, you don't care, because you're just selling 2 ounces of gold every month. And the value of gold over time keeps up with the dollar. And in some instances, like this year, you actually get a little bit added bonus to the value of gold.
Yeah, I mean, the price of things that you're looking to buy, even housing is an example of how housing has gotten so much cheaper when priced in gold.
Yeah.
Equities, People don't even know this, but the stock market's actually down in gold terms since 2022. So you're even able to buy more stocks with your gold. Those are the bonuses that you're talking about. We've looked back for decades and put up visuals where we can show that a balanced portfolio is not a 60-40
stock and bond position.
Gold far outperforms.
Yeah, even Wall Street is getting on board. I mean, the CIO over at Morgan Stanley was saying, okay, instead of a 60-40 equity to bond split, let's do 60% equity, 20% bonds, 20% gold.
Yes.
Wow.
Now that's a shattered paradigm. Go back and look at the performance difference. And that's why he can say that.
Yeah.
But here you've got Wall Street saying it now. It's not the gold brokers.
No.
Now they're going to recommend that you do paper gold.
Yeah.
You know, ETFs. They're going to look at ETFs or, you know, and we're not even talking about mining shares. They're blowing everything out of the water.
Yeah, you got to get that management fee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and everything stays on the radar where it can be hacked and traced and whatever else. But obviously, we're focused on the physical metals.
Correct.
And you can learn a whole lot more about that at McIlvany.com. That's McIlvany.com. And see just all the different avenues, possession or storage or foreign storage or your IRA. And again, just dealing in the tangible physical metal is the key for us because you're removing a lot of the counterparty risk and you're in something that can't go to zero, unlike every paper, gold, or silver holding, including the futures market.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, Miles, in terms of the white metals and playing catch up, I mean, we've seen the ratio come down here a little bit as well. We came down below 85. So remember, we started at 104 in April.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At that peak.
Where are we right now? We're still about 87.
We're still right at 85.
We're still at 85. Yeah. Okay, so it's gotten a little bit tighter.
Yep.
Okay.
Still coming down, and that's encouraging. I mean, we would love to see that go 50. Let's start at 60 and then go to 50.
Let's just get to 60. 60 silver ounces to an ounce of gold. I would love that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd like to see 70.
I would too.
There's a ratio trade there. Can I get 75? How about 80? That's how going down in numbers works, is you have to get to one number before the next number. So,
That's right.
But
that's
I'll definitely take 70, 60, 50. I think that's a great point. I got to be honest, ever since you mentioned real estate, I kind of tuned out there for a second because I was looking at a chart of the average cost of a single family detached home here in the United States divided by the price of gold. And you're actually accurate here. Not quite, but we are almost the cheapest real estate market in history right now in terms of
versus gold.
And I think maybe it was only lower in 2011.
2012.
That was the housing
end
crisis.
End of 2011, beginning of 2012. And then prior to that was before I was born in 1980. January, February of 1980.
There you go.
So that's the only two times other than right now that real estate has been as cheap as it is today.
Priced in gold.
Yeah, just listen to that sentence real quick. The cost of a single family detached home in the United States of America, this is the second cheapest it's ever been.
Priced in gold.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show you that, man, if I could convince people to stop pricing things in their mind in terms of US dollars, could you imagine the life-changing thought process that would happen?
No.
If people would start thinking in terms of relative value instead of how many US dollars does this cost me?
Which means you have to save in gold. Like, remember, that's what all governments did. They were on the gold standard and they saved in gold, and central banks stocked up on gold as a result of that. They didn't want to stock up on paper promises. Well, look at what's happening now.
They're going back.
Miles, you brought up the point.
They're coming back to gold.
Yeah. Central banks added 415 tons in the first half of 2025. Now, this is a paper market-driven price move. This isn't mom and pop buying retail coins and bars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when that happens, that everything changes there too. But that's what we have to do. If the government's not going to put us back on the gold standard, we have to put ourselves on it. And that's how we should be saving. Until those dollars are deployed into assets, you have to hold the asset, which is the world reserve currency, which is gold. And all these central banks are playing it out to the point where, you guys, it's starting to get really fascinating because every central bank, like sovereign and bullion banks, are all long gold right now, except for one.
Us.
the Federal Reserve. So now the Federal Reserve is caught with its pants down, and yep. they're scrambling now, and people are seeing it. They have to short cover. So now we're in this incredible play that's showing the emperor with no clothes, and the revaluation of gold is irreversible. It's unavoidable. Like, it's going to happen where instead of having gold priced at $49 and change with the central bank, they're going to have to revalue it. But first, they've got to cover their shorts, and they're doing it in very aggressive but quiet fashion. And China knows it. The BRICS know it. The de-dollarization, they're hoarding and stocking up on gold. And what's interesting to me is we have this behind-the-scenes currency war going on where we have the U.S. dollar, but they've got gold. And they're firing shots back now because we've been the global bully with the dollar.
Yeah.
And they're not taking it anymore. And so they're stocking up on gold and they're firing shots back in the form of gold. And we're having to cover our shorts. It's fascinating. And it's what you as a listener, you as an individual portfolio holder has to do. You've got to get out of cash.
Well, but in defense of our listeners, it takes two. I mean, a lot of our clients are mom and dad, you know, husband, wife, and one of them finds security in knowing how much they have in the bank. And that's old school thinking. I know I have X number of dollars sitting in the bank. I can look it up. I know exactly what I'm worth every day. Whereas with gold, I don't really know. And I've run into this, you know, a few times just recently where when they buy gold, they get out of their comfort zone because their advisor over at William C. Jones is saying, no, don't buy gold. It's a dead asset. And they're getting conflicting information. Or I had another client saying, well, they're going to crash the price of gold. You know, I'm like, why would they? Well, I just heard it on a podcast. Who was it? I don't remember.
How are they going to do it? Hey, yeah,
who yeah, are who's
they?
The
How
day?
Are they going to drive it down? I don't know. You know, but eventually everybody gets won over. You know, it takes markets like this in order for that to happen. And even Ken Rogoff, the Harvard economist, he now finally gets it. He's never talked Ever. About gold. And now he says, what else are you going to do in the devaluation of the U.S. dollar? There isn't anything else to do. I mean, you can own other real assets.
Gold is the most liquid, recognizable physical asset in the world.
Yeah, and it's expensive right now. But what we're getting at is it's not overowned.
No.
It's not even close to being overowned. Supply is plentiful.
Here in America.
Premiums are down here in America, right? Yeah. But just because it's more expensive doesn't mean it's overowned, and it doesn't mean that it's topping. Just like the stock market.
This is about to turn into a pitfall show. I can already feel it. because, Tori, you just made a great point. Gold is still plentiful here in America for about 2 to 3 more percent. Because you get about 2 to 3% more buying here in America, like more people buying here in America, and the gold disappears really quickly.
It's already happening, Miles.
Yeah.
But when that's done, then you've missed the boat. Is that what you're saying?
No, Miles? It's just already starting. I mean, you know, I'm starting to see an equilibrium between sell trades and buy trades where, you know, we've been dominated with liquidations rather than purchases so far this year. But now that tide is shifting. We're starting to see more and more money coming in saying, what do you have? What makes sense? You know, what's a good value right now?
I also think it's basic supply and demand dynamics. Like we talked about this, I think either last week or the week before, that there is a limited availability of product, which feels unlimited at this point, as long as you're willing to take what's available. You know, there are periods of time where everything's available at any price. And then there are periods of time where nothing's available, no matter what you're willing to pay for it. And then there are periods in between like now where if you've got the money to put down on a gold kilo bar, there's no quantity that I can't get you. But True. If you've got the same amount of money that you'd like to put down on like 1 ounce or half ounce, St. Gaudens, Liberties, Indians, even to some extent, modern things like gold American Eagles, there are some limitations as what you can acquire. And I think COVID was a phenomenal example of this, of how quickly a market can turn. Look what happened to the silver market. If you could afford a 1,000-ounce bar, there was no quantity of 1,000-ounce bars that you wouldn't be able to buy immediately. But if you wanted 10 silver eagles, get in line. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't understand in a runaway market like this, because we are watching gold up now, what, over 40% so far this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
And we've seen more than that in silver. We've seen as much or more than that in platinum now at this point. And, you know, I'm talking, and this is why I'm joking about it being a pitfalls episode, because of the point you brought up a minute ago. And then, like, I'm looking at this from a lot of my conversations I'm having with people are either, do I wait for a pullback to buy? Or, hey, I've been planning on getting a little bit of money out of my gold savings account. I need to get a new car, or we're doing X, Y, and Z. Gold is a two-way market. It's a savings account, and you got to sell some from time to time too. Should I wait another couple weeks for it to keep going? And it's still very dollar price sensitive. And to me, what that tells me is we are still, as hard as it is to believe, now that gold in this bull market has gone from $1,500, $1,600 to $3,700, $3,800. It's still hard to believe that we are psychologically still in the early stages of a bull market. And I think what's starting to scare me is when we look at what, at this point, we're getting to the point where people who have hyperfixated on the value of the US dollar during their entire careers and how many dollars you have, Ken Rogoff, are now shifting their mindset over to something like, guys, I think it's really about how many ounces of gold you're worth, not how many US dollars you're worth. And when you're starting to see hardline US dollar pro-modern Keynesian economic people start shifting their mindset over to a more Austrian economic concept, I start getting kind of nervous. But I also know that this is still the early stages of a bull market that might never end.
Well, I totally see it that way too, Miles, because they're saying it from the microphone. They're telling us exactly. They know the same old game. They've got to print their way out of this. Yeah. They need to roll over the debt. Rob, you've been saying that for months on this show, that refinancing, so they need rate cuts. That's weak dollar policy. When you cut interest rates, that's printing money. You're driving credit creation and you're flooding the market with increased money supply. And so the purchasing power drops and gold goes up. Well, we know it's coming for a decade. We have a decade ahead of us of currency debasement still yet to come.
I think that's an easy statement. I can see no other way out. It's interesting. David McIlvaney talked about this on our staff meeting the other day. You know, at the beginning of the year, money was coming in, foreign money was coming in, purchasing assets here in the United States, stocks, whatever. And they were only 20% hedging their currency risk. Now they've upped that currency hedge to 80%. So it basically saying, we don't see the dollar as a safe haven like we did 9 months ago. We now want to hedge our dollar exposure, but we want to buy America.
Yes, buy American assets. And that's what we all need to be doing. It's not just gold. I mean, you talked about the portfolio diversification.
Yeah.
A third in growth assets, a third in still interest-bearing, yielding savings.
Liquid,
right? Liquid assets, so you're ready for the next purchase. And then a third in your wealth insurance, which is what gold is.
Yeah.
You're creating wealth for yourself. Don't forget to pay yourself. Like, save in that. And that is your insurance on the wealth creation that you have accomplished. But unity at the Fed is fraying.
Right.
So you're seeing this crumbling of consensus at the Fed as they transition governors, and then ultimately you'll have a new chairman in about 9 months. And they don't know what to do with this rising unemployment and rising inflation. And unfortunately, that's the setup for stagflation. Rising unemployment, rising inflation, they're trying to battle both of them. For 4 years, they've been unsuccessful at fighting inflation. And Congress now is trying to say, look, it needs to be the Federal Reserve's only job to fight inflation. Stop trying to manipulate the labor markets and quantitative easing and all these things that they have taken power and control in that they weren't supposed to. But further rates may occur. I mean, we may see it in the short term. Like, gold is higher here because the rate cut was expected and happened. If they do this again two or three more times, like they say they might, well, then expect more of the same just in the short term. But I'm talking about the long term. And it doesn't even involve geopolitics. What if, like what Trump said, that Ukraine can actually go in and retake the original borders and even move into Russia, and we actually see a ramp up of that war? We have all these countries coming out now stating that they're in favor of a two-state solution with Israel and Palestine. And that's against Israel's wishes. That's wars and rumors of wars. And so to me, I've never seen a clearer picture. And I don't care if gold goes to 4,100, like we said, or if it goes to 5,000, or if it goes to 10,000.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. The price does not matter. It's
the ounces.
It's the actual act of insurance that it's doing in the role that it's serving that matters.
I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this week for Golden Rule Radio. As always, we appreciate it. If you liked what you heard and would like to check out the charts more in depth as we go through them, you can always head over to our website at mcalvaney.com/news. That's mcalvaney.com/news. You can also find us on Twitter at ICA Gold and Facebook at McIlvaney Financial. And as always, if you'd like to talk to one of the advisors here at McIlvaney Precious Metals, you can reach us at 1-800-525-9556. Thanks again. Hope you have a great week.